power.
We ask that you speak to us. We ask that you open our understanding to understand your word. Father, this is a glorious day. Father, a time for us to say, Father, even though it might not be working well now, but I know because Jesus died and rose again, I know that there is a future for me. I know that my tomorrow will be better than today. I know that, Father, Lord God, even I might not have money in my pockets this morning, for Jesus liveth, I know my tomorrow I will have more than enough. So Father, Holy Spirit, Son, take over, have your way, speak to us, touch every heart, let your word come to give us life this morning, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's quickly open our Bibles as we are standing. Open your Bibles to the book of Luke. Please, let's keep standing. Let's keep standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Luke chapter 9. We're going to be reading from verse 22. Luke 9:22. We are all going to chorus it together. Amen. I'm going to give us 10 seconds. Are we there? Thank you, Brother Femi, for putting it on the screen. So we can see. If we cannot open our Bible, it's already on the screen. So by three, we'll go. One, two, three. Saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. May the Lord bless the reading of the word in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor to the left, to the right, and say, you will make it over. Jesus made it over, you will make it over. Tell the neighbor to the back, you will make it over. You will make it over. Brethren, be encouraged. My brother, be encouraged. My sister, be encouraged. You will make it over. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will make it over in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus died and he rose again. He did not remain in the grave. He rose again. He made it over. You will make it over. Restoration Arena will make it over. Everybody will make it over in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we sit down majestically in the presence of our Father? Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for life and the opportunity he has given to us to see another Easter, to celebrate another Easter on the land of the living. Many are those who were last year, but as of today, there are no more. We are not being prideful, but we are grateful to God Almighty, because it is by his mercy and his grace that we are able to be among the living, among those that will celebrate this year's Easter day. Yes, Easter time, you hear a lot of things on the radio, on the TV, at our place of work, in our schools. Yes, we are going egg hunting. Some people, after they've left church on the eve of New Year, they never return to church, but on Easter Sunday, they come to church. Some people already have proposed that tonight after service, after church, we will have to have a party, a get together with the family, and do all kind of things. Some people know that, yes, Jesus died and rose again, but the importance of it is just on the periphery. They don't really get it. It's just that they just know. They read the story. Bedtime story is there. But no, books are there, written, but it has never reached out to them. The reason of the season. But then I'm not saying all these things that I've said is bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying these are ways that people look at Easter. But how do we see Easter? To recap, before what happened in Easter came to be, our Father made man and wanted the relationship with man. He formed Adam and gave power and authority and dominion to Adam to take charge of the earth, to take charge of everything. Adam, together with his wife, gave that right out to Satan after Satan tricked them. Gave it out to Satan. And that blocked and closed up the relationship that the Father wanted to have with us. In the Old Testament, they will have to look for a ram, a lamb, an animal with no spot, no spot animal to be crucified for the sins of men. And God said, there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way for me to have back this relationship with my children. There has to be a better way for my children to be able to get the power and the dominion that he has already given unto us from the foundation of earth back. Then God, it's not in the Bible, I'm just paraphrasing my own. And God called the son and said, Jesus, I need you to go down to planet earth and be like a man and do what they do so that you can take their sin and you can go back and get that power that Satan has taken away from my children and give it to as many that believe in you. And Jesus came and began his ministry. Jesus came and began his ministry. And he did not say, in 3,000 years to come or 4,000 years to come, Tony will be born, but she doesn't know me. But still, let me go on the cross so that Tony can have power to rule and to dominate. I did not even know him. But he just took up the charge of his father because of the love that he has for me and for you. Are you here seated and saying that nobody loves me? Are you here seated that nobody cares? Are you here seated? Oh, my husband doesn't sweet talk and darling me. Are you here seated and saying my wife doesn't even compliment and doesn't even show the love? I am here to tell you that if all those people are not doing it or showing it, Jesus loved you and went on the cross of Calvary for you. Are you here saying, I am not significant? I am not important? Who told you so? Who told you so? For Jesus to have left his domain and left his throne and came to the earth to die for your sin and for my sin, you are very important. Very, very important in the eyes of your Father. So be encouraged and know that if nobody sees you important, Jesus sees you important. That is why he went on the cross of Calvary, to die for your sin, so that you can be made up and have dominion on earth and reign and rule as sons and daughters of God. The Bible recorded that Jesus knew what he was coming to do on the earth. He did not come to joke. He knew what he came to do on earth. He knew he had power. He did not say, because I am the Son of God, I can do and undo. I got a power, God. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm just going to do what I want. No, the Bible did not say that. The Bible recorded that Jesus said, I have come to do the will of my Father. I have come to do the will of my Father. And God is the one that have orchestrated the plan that Jesus was coming to planet earth. If you look at the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 18. The book of 2 Chronicles 15 18. The Bible recorded that all this from God, who reconciled us to him through Jesus and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. God was the orchestrator of Jesus coming to the planet earth to come and die for my sin and for your sin. Jesus, the Son of God, loved the plan that his Father made. He did not question it. He did not say, you know what, how will I leave this royalty and come here and suffer for people that don't care about me? People that don't even know that I exist? How? The Bible did not record that. Jesus came to the planet earth to do what he was supposed to do. And the Bible recorded that Jesus already told his disciples and said, I will die, even though they did not get it. I will die, but on the third day, I will resurrect. And the scripture came to pass that on the third day, Jesus resurrected. But guess what? Jesus had to die so that he can go to the Hades, go to hell, and grab back that which the devil took from us. If he did not die
and go there, myself, yourself will not be here. There won't be anything called Christianity today. Jesus swallowed up everything, went down, took the power from Satan and said, give me back what belongs to my people, so that I can give them back, give it back to them for as many that will believe in it. Jesus didn't have to die, but he died. The Bible recorded that on his way to Calvary, he carried up his cross. People were spitting. People were cursing. The Bible recorded that they were saying sort of things. He said, called himself a savior. Oh yeah, now, save yourself. Save yourself. They were saying all degrading words, putting him, talking him down. But Jesus, you know, Jesus could have said something to them that they would have disappeared or they would have died or something. But the Bible did not record that Jesus did that. The Bible recorded that Jesus was just on his way because his focus was just to do the will of his Father. Yes, even though I've been backstabbed, even though I've been criticized, even though I've been talked down, even though the friend I thought was my friend has done this, I am still going to go on. I am still going to go on to do the will of my Father. How many of us are carrying our crosses? We have unbearing husbands. We have unbearing wives. We have kids that you talk to them, they don't want to understand. We have friends that, you know, you are, no matter what you say, they are still doing what is bad to you. That is your cross. It's not that you cannot say what you need to tell them and shut them up. It's not that you cannot write and sign the paper and say, you know what? Cut it. I'm not doing this marriage. I'm going. It's not that you cannot do that. But that is your cross. Jesus carried his cross to the end. Brethren, we need to carry our cross. It is not easy. It is not palatable. Jesus could have decided, you know what? I am not going to do this. I have the power to just shut these people off. I have the power to just tell these people to disappear. No, but the Bible recorded that he carried his cross despite the backstabbing, despite all he did for the people. They were still talking about him. People wanted to bring him down. They wanted to just make him miss. They wanted to do so many bad things to him. But Jesus did not respond. He was just focused. He was just focused on to the will of his Father till the end. The Bible recorded it wasn't as if Jesus did not feel it. Before they came to grab him, the Bible recorded that Jesus said, Father, pray the prayer. He said, Father, this cup, please take it away from me. But nevertheless, let thy will be done. We are faced with some challenges in our lives, in our homes. And we say, you know what? I've had it. I'm not doing it. Who told you so? That is what God has called you to be in that home, in that family, in that relationship, in that job. It's not that you don't know what to do. It's not that you don't know what to say. It's not that you don't know the next action to take. But because you are looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, you are looking unto Jesus to reign with Jesus. You're looking unto Jesus to manifest as sons and daughters of God on this earth. The Bible recorded that Jesus went on cross of Calvary. He died and he was buried. Guess what? Jesus died by himself. He could have said that, no, I'm not going to die. He gave up his life by himself to do what his Father wanted. Brethren, let us stop helping God. Who helped Jesus when he rose from the dead? Even Mary Magdalene that was going to see and say, let me see what is going to happen. They said he's going to raise up. Nobody helped Jesus. It was only the resurrection power, which is God, that helped him to rise up on the third day. Let us stop helping God. He doesn't need us to help him. God is God. As he said it, he would do it. Most of us are busy helping God.
Most of us are busy fighting the battles that we don't need to fight. The Bible recorded in the book of Exodus, when the children of Israel were being beaten, the Bible told, to God told Moses, and said, build a snake. Just put it up. As many that will see, if they bite them, as many that will see will be healed. Humanly possible, you know? If a snake should beat us, what will we do? We'll look for a stick and maybe want to kill the snake. But guess what? This God is too good. He said, when you're big, look up to the cross. Not look down and start chasing the snake. That is what most of us are busy doing. We are busy fighting the battle that we have no business fighting. We are busy doing what we are not supposed to be doing, and we are getting burnt out. And we are missing the race, and we are walking off the path of righteousness that God wants us to walk on. God does not need our help. Jesus died, went down, and rose up again. But has there been any word that the Lord has spoken to you? Surely it will come to pass. In Jesus' name. The Bible recorded that Jesus said that the Son of God will die and on the third day will rise up again. It came to pass. So that word of God in your life shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. I say, I pray in the name of Jesus that word is yet to manifest today, because we are celebrating the resurrection day of Jesus. That word will come to pass in your life in the name. And will begin on the third day. That is why we need to rejoice. We need to rejoice because what he said was going to happen came to pass. So that gives me assurance. God gives you assurance that whatsoever that he has spoken concerning in his word concerning you will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus died and he walked over. He moved over. He did not remain down. He did not remain down. He did not remain in the grave. He resurrected and came over. He went down, took the power and came up. He moved over, came over from the pit of death. I don't know what pit that you are right now. I don't know the sickness. I don't know the challenges. I don't know that pit that you are right now. Please be encouraged. Jesus did not end up in the pit. You will not end up in that pit in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus did not end up in the pit. That sickness will not kill you in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus did not end up in pit. That thing that does not seem that see there's going to be a way out, God will make way for you in the name. Encourage and rejoice, because our Christ, our God, is not dead. He is alive. He might not be looking well right now. He might not be looking well right now. Jesus was in a grave for 3 days. He might not be looking right well right now. That situation might not be looking right for years right now. Your 3 days might be 1 year, 2 years, 1 minute. It might not be looking right now. But if God has spoken, you've received your word concerning that situation, surely it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Brethren, this is the time that we need to be excited and rejoice. That though, even though I don't have right now, that doesn't mean that tomorrow I will not have. Even though I might not be happy today, that doesn't mean tomorrow I will not be happy. Though I might be weak right now, that doesn't mean tomorrow I will still be weak. I will be strong tomorrow because Jesus died and he rose back again. Though that business might be down right now, that doesn't mean the business is going to be down forever. Jesus died. But on the third day, he rose again. That business will rise up at his appointed time again in the name of Jesus. Brethren, be encouraged. Easter time, yeah, there's food, there's party, there's going, but let us also have it at the back of our mind There is a time to rejoice. A time to know that though it might not be rosy right now, but it's just a matter of time that everything will begin to fall into place. That everything will begin to go well. That it's going to be a matter of time that there will be a light after the tunnel. Let us remember that and be encouraged. And be encouraged. And be encouraged. How can this work for me? How can making it over work for me? Jesus made it over. He did not end up in the grave. How can this work for me? You have to know the will of your Father for you to make it over from that situation that you are currently in right now. That challenges that is facing you, that mountain that is facing you, that sickness that you have been battling with and dealing with for years now that nobody knows, that situation in your home, in the life of your children that you have been dealing with that nobody knows, that only God knows. The only way you can make it over is to know the will of God concerning that thing. You have a troubled child. The Bible says that me and the children that the Lord has given to me, that for signs and wonders, it will surely come to pass. Though you might not see it now, though that child might be doing one thing or the other, it will surely come to pass because it's the word of God. Jesus died, but he rose up again. That word will surely come to pass because Jesus already prophesied his word, said that he was going to die and rise up the third day. That word of God concerning that child will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. So you need to know the will of God. How can you know the will of God? Spend time in the word of God. People are not spending time in the word of God. They are busy studying pastors. They are busy studying brethren. What is your business with brethren and pastor? Your business is with your God. On the last day, what is God going to ask you? You're not going to say, because of that pastor did that, because of that brother did that, because of that sister did that, I am not. That is capital zero with a elephant here. The word of God is your guideline. Brethren, please stop reading men of God. Stop reading that brother, that choir master, or that prayer warrior. Yes, they're supposed to encourage, but that thing that you need to know, it is in the word of God. Spend time in the word of God and you will know his will. And you will know his word. And you will not be blown away by every false doctrine that is going on around. You will not be blown away by all the facade and all the mesmerized and all the things that is going on. It is only people that don't know their God that will be swept off with the wind that is blowing. May we not be swept off in the mighty name of Jesus. So please spend time in the word of God to know the will of God. The book of John 6:23 says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will but to do the will of him who sent me." We all have to know the will of God. Jesus knew the will of God. He was not distracted. Even when it was tough, he held on because he knew that he needed to go there so that he can sit on the right side of his Father. Our goal, we said it this morning, is to end up in heaven. The only way we can end up in heaven is to do the will of God. Doing the will of God is doing his word. And knowing his word is studying his word. And not studying any man. Leave those people to their own. Salvation is individualized. Run your salvation with fear and trembling. Don't let anybody put you in the dish of hell. God forbid, in Jesus' name. To make it over, you have to have complete trust in him. Jesus believed in his Father because the agenda was you will go to hell, you will die, and you have to come back the third day. Jesus believed it. And he went, carried his cross, went on the cross of Calvary, did not even question, went on the cross of Calvary, died, and God, bam, third day, he rose up. If he did not trust in his Father, when he was going to the cross of Calvary, he would have just, I want to believe, this is just my own deduction, it's not the Bible. If I was the one, and I said, I just did that cross, and begin to beg, please forgive me, I will not do it again. But Jesus did not do that. He trusted. He trusted in his Father because there was an agreement. when you return back, you will sit on the right side of your father. Brethren, we need to trust in God. In this generation that we are in, there's so many things. Expert opinion, nutritionist advice. They are good though. Please don't get me wrong. They are very good. Don't get me wrong. But we cannot make it as a God and trust it hook and sinker. The word of God is what we need to compare those things. When we hear it, let us look for the scripture that fits it. Or start and make sure, is this what God's word says concerning this? Again, don't get me wrong. They are good. But please, let us learn to trust in God and not man. Man would fail you, but God will never fail you. The book of Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? Has he said he will heal you? And even though the sickness is going for years, hold on and trust that he will heal you. He will. He's never failed, and he will not fail concerning us in Jesus' name. To make it over, you have to ask God for the grace to endure your cross. You cannot give up. Our generation is microwave generation. You die, I get out. You mess up, I get out. You don't do well, I turn my back against you. You don't do what I want, I become your enemy. We have to endure. Jesus endured to the cross. That was how he ended up. I want to believe that if Jesus did not endure and say, "Oh God, this cup, I don't even want it. Take it." He wouldn't have. Maybe me and you will not be sitting down here. But he endured carrying his cross. Even though that husband does not see me the way I see, God sees me. I'm still going to go on because I know heaven is my bus stop. Even though those children are giving me headache, even though they are not listening to me, I refuse to dance to the tune of the enemy. I look up to heaven. Even though that job is getting me crazy, even that business is not working well the way, I still look up to God because I know what God has spoken concerning me, concerning my business, concerning my ministry, concerning my children, concerning my, begin to speak it and begin to, but the only way you can speak it is knowing the word of God. Oh, the only way you can do is knowing the word of God. So brethren, I cannot but stress this. We have to spend time in the word of God. With what is going on around us today, we need to spend time in the word of God. Let us spend time with our children, with our spouses, with the word of God. And discover the word of God concerning that situation, concerning that issue, concerning that pain, concerning that worries, concerning all those things that are confronting us. We have to endure. Life is not meant for children of God. Don't get me wrong with this statement. Rosy, rosy, bed of rose. That is Hollywood makeup. As a child of God, we will go through. Jesus went through. We will go through, but we just need to ask God for the grace. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you." When that child is not doing what you're supposed to do, just ask, "Father, your grace." When that husband, when that wife is not behaving the way they need to behave, just say, "Father, I'm in this, I'm sticking it out. I ask for grace." When that business is not falling in place, Bible says he that does not walk cannot eat. That's your word though. I know, Father. I trust that I know that tomorrow of this business is too good to be great. Hold on. Endure to the end. Jesus endured to the end and he sat on the right side of his Father. To make it over, you need to endure your cross. You need to carry your cross. No matter what people are saying, no matter the backstabbers, no matter the discouragement, no matter the analyst, the analyst, the horoscopic, whatever is outside there. Please, brethren, let us endure to the end. And let us remember that our Lord Jesus went on the cross of Calvary. He died. And on the third day, he rose up again. Remember that Jesus did not end up in the grave. He rose up. you will not end up in that bad situation, in that uncomfortable situation, in that discomfortable with the discomforted thing issue that you are in. You will not end up in that. Oh, in Jesus' name, Jesus did not end up in death. You will not end up in that sickness. Jesus did not end up in pain. You will not end up in pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will make a way for you. That resurrection power that was there when Jesus rose up, God will trigger. In the name of Jesus, I trigger it upon our life this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So every death situation, every discomforting situation, every pain, everything that you are going through right now, may by the name, the power in the name of Jesus, it by the power in the name of Jesus.
Bless you, made the way. Hallelujah. That you.